Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, go by. 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 Deeper than a mound, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're rough in our zone. We'll be setting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not strong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it.
Yes, sir. He always win. Anthony Brown in the house. Erica Campbell. You know they were getting gone. They were gone. They were gone, y'all. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sunday? You are listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Bobby Pope in the house. Dr. Philip Dukes, how you doing, darling? How you doing?
Oh, it's all beautiful down here and sunny, rainy, windy, Riviera Beach, Florida.
Wait a minute, is it sunny or is it raining? Which one is it?
All five of them.
All five.
Sunny,
you know, you
rainy,
know how to do
windy.
You know how to do in West Palm, it rain on one side of the street and sunshine on the other side of the street.
That's what's happening.
Sister Vanessa Peppercorn, how are you doing today? I'm doing all right. How's everybody doing? Let me ask a question. I want to ask a question. Where is Mr. D? Okay, Mr. D.
He's working.
Might be running a little late.
Give him some grace.
Y'all know y'all need to go on and dock his pay.
I have a surprise for you.
I got a surprise for you too. You just don't know.
I'm serious now. I'm gonna make one of your wishes come true.
Well, hey, you know what my wishes.
Come on now, I'm serious now. I'm gonna put you on one of my tracks. I've been working on it all week.
Oh no!
Yes, I am.
I told y'all I could sing.
No, don't beep it up. Wait a minute,
calm down now. It's gonna be like a little. We're gonna get to singing. I got a thing for you, baby. I just want you to be you when I give you the line. All you got to do is do the line. See, I'm thinking about
I hope it's singing. It's the singing. That's going to be my part. I'm going to be singing, right?
You can call it that. Uh-huh. But you're going to do it, baby. You're going to do it.
Wait a minute. This sounds like a setup.
No,
see, I
got to
show
no,
my
no,
talents
oh, no,
while I'm
serious.
Young. I got to show
no,
my talents
no.
while I'm young.
I'm serious. I'm just as serious as a Billy Goat Gruff.
Don't look. Is she gonna sing on the cut or what?
Yeah, she's gonna do her part.
Yeah, he just said I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna turn it out.
It's an easy part for you. I was writing this song, and it's a real uplifting, funky tune. And
what's
I got
the
you a. Huh? I ain't gave it a name yet. It's an uplifting thing. You know
bad.
I'm the uplifter.
Uh-huh.
I'm the uplifter.
Uh-huh.
You know that.
Well, I'm gonna break
then
it
you
down.
Give me that
I'm
name.
Break, I'm gonna break it all the way down. I'm just letting
it's
you know.
It's gonna be good. Too.
You know. Okay. All right.
It's gonna be hot. It's funky tune now.
Okay.
You'll see.
Well,
yeah. And we're gonna put it out in January.
Uh-huh.
At the
well,
end
look
of January,
y'all so uplifting, and so you uplifting, and she breaking it down. Can somebody bring me some? Bring us into prayer right quick, one of y'all.
All right. Let us pray. I got you. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you right now for your many blessings and all the things that you're doing. Oh, Father, as we're on this radio program, help us, God, to glorify your name in these trying times in our country. There's so much dissimulation, misinformation, and division. Mm-hmm. Cause us to unifying point, speaking truth in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Y'all know today we're going to be talking a little bit about, is this the final frontier? But we're going to really be talking about the great and final apostasy. So now my thing is, I'm going to run it at the top of the hour because I got a lot to say. So in the meantime, while we wait on Minister D, Dr. Duke's going to bring us a little black history. Am I right?
Okay, now what I wanted to do, I wanted to finish what we started last week about prophecy.
Okay. Well,
let's finish that. You're going to the top of the hour now.
You got like maybe 15 minutes.
That's good. All right, y'all.
Okay, so we're going to run it. Now, y'all know last week we was talking about, who we talking about? Oh, pimp and prophecy.
That's right.
we were talking about Prince and Props, and we're gonna say, well, this will be a third part of this right here. And before we get going, we're gonna play a song, and then we're gonna come back to you, Dr.
That's Duke, right.
In regards to that. Pimp and Prophecy. We're going to give a little message
right.
out for the saints today. D. Lars in the house right here on Glory to God.
This is for the saints. A message for the saints. This is for the saints.
Feel a lot of y'all, what?
This is for the saints. A message for the saints.
Here we go, here we go. My chance is slim, but I won't go getting analytical. God made me a promise, and his word is true. If you trust in God like me, he'll do the same for you twice.
Tell me.
Wait on him. That's all you got to do.
That's
wait
right.
on the Lord, baby. What you
That's
talking
right.
about? Whew. That's one of them.
Amen.
I had to go pull that up. It's a message for the saints today. Right here. Wait
yeah,
on
well,
Jesus. Because I'm telling y'all, you better, you better know who you're waiting on. Believe in
That's
him. Learn
right.
of him. Do what he says.
That's right.
And I tell
That's
you,
right.
never, it'll never fail. Jesus. Okay, Dr. Duke's in the house right here. He's going to do a little small portion of what we
yeah,
left off last week.
It's the last piece of it. See, when we talk about prophecy, y'all, remember, prophecy is real. The Bible says God has given some apostles, pastors, prophets, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, until we come in the full stature of the man of Christ that we should be. That's in the book of Ephesians. But there are some usage, people that misuse prophecy. There are people that have familiar spirits. There are also people that study crowd control and manipulation. You go online and find all these things. Like if you be in a place and somebody calls somebody out and they talk in general vague terms. My brother, my sister, God is speaking to me, telling me there's a lot of things that you're going through, but he's going to work them out. And then do all that kind of stuff like that. I'm not picking that speaking tongue because I pray
right.
a tongue. Right. And then what they'll do, then they'll get you to say something to tell them what the problem is. Oh, yes, see, the Lord was telling me that, and the Lord ain't told them nothing. Okay? Now, that's manipulation. It's a lot of manipulation, and it's a lot of familiar spirits. Now, I operate in pastor, prophet, teacher. That's what I operate. I do evangelism. So when we're looking at all of these various things that people are talking about, can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
We hear you. Yeah, we hear you.
All right, great. My phone was acting up. And when we start talking about prophecy, there's a lot of manipulation in it. And people they study this stuff to handle you, to tell you stuff vague and in general. Now, and they'll use verses like this, Amos, I think it's 3:7, where he says, "For God shall do nothing at first. He speaks to his apostles." Amos 3:7, they'll pull that out on you in a minute, talking about this in the Bible. Well, that's under the Old Testament because God was not speaking to the people directly. In the New Testament, God is speaking to us directly because he's living in us. There is
right.
nobody, and I want y'all to get this, y'all that's listening. There is nobody that has an ear into God that's greater than yours.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get that in your head. Because if it's concerning you, if somebody says something, God will verify it to you. You never have to be in a hurry. Throw up your hands. Receive it. Now receive it. Receive it. No, you put your hands down and go ask God what they're saying to. Because the next thing
that's what you do.
The next thing they'll do is walk you around that offering table or trying to get mind control over you, and you'll be getting a phone call to go to the bank to sow a certain kind of seed, a special seed. To seal the prophecy, okay? It's a lot of manipulation in this thing, but when God speaks to someone, I want y'all to get this. When God speaks to someone, he will verify it without you getting even emotional. Because people can handle you in your emotions. Ain't nothing wrong with emotions. Let me tell you something.
Right.
If you do praise and worship and you ain't got no emotion in it, it ain't worth nothing.
There you go.
I said it ain't worth nothing. Don't let nobody fool you now. If you're married, you know when your husband or your wife kiss you, they better not give you no flat kiss. What were you going to say? What was that? You kissing me like you petting a dog or something. You pet the dog better than that. So there's emotion in this thing now. But you can't get caught up in that. Leave me alone, Sister Popcorn. You can't get caught up in these people telling you what you want to hear. Or they're able to read the signs. Like, and I'm not trying to pull anybody down, okay? But I want to make stuff clear because when you're dealing with human beings, I don't care what they say. We're all flawed, and we're subject to error, and we can be led in what I call the crowd setting. We just started in this last election, people prophesying this and prophesying that. And I told them, I said, you better wait and watch what God does because you don't know. People saying this and
That's
saying that because sometimes you'll receive a prophecy because you want to be in the crowd with that group. Like when I told people this one time, I say, the only reason that, and I love President Obama, I'm not knocking, I'm trying to show you this pattern. He won the election because and he was qualified. He's very qualified. But the only reason President Obama won the election because Eurocentric America was in trouble in a way that they had never been before in this generation. They're in trouble now more than they've been before. Say it again. They're in trouble now more than they ever been before. Right, but they don't know it. But Eurocentric America doesn't know that because Eurocentric America elects the president. Remember, we're only 16% of the population. Now, let me go back to what I'm talking about because I ain't got but a few more minutes. When you start, so people will read these signs, and then they'll start doing this forecasting prophecy, and God has not spoken. And another thing they'll do, they'll run and take the scriptures and twist them out of context to fit what they want. So you got to be careful with it because when God is dealing with you and trying to get something to you, remember this. He knows where you are. He knows where you are. And the Bible says this, God will cause men to give unto your bosom. Now, I don't know about you. When God is ready to give you something, you know, bosom means, that means put it right in your chest. Now, ladies can understand this. Ain't no any and everybody going and putting their hand up in your chest. Remember, they used to have candy and cookies all up in their bosom. They put, come here, baby, I got a peppermint for you. Get a peppermint. Y'all remember that? You be like, no, keep it. So you got to be over 60 round to understand what I'm telling you. But that's an analogy, and it's true. They take a quarter of that, and they got all kind of change up there in the city, all kind of change stuck on the city. But when you're talking about prophecy, God knows how to get it to you. And when God sends someone to you, listen, he verifies it. He verifies it. He will verify what the person is saying. And ain't no harm in you judging what's right and what's wrong. I judge a lot of stuff, and people say, well, Duke, how can you say that? I say, because I know when God talks to me. If I say something, I'm going to tell you to go ask God, is it true? I ain't going to tell you to accept what I say. Anytime I let me give you all the prophecy of what's been happening in America right now. There is no revival coming in America on the terms of anything that you've ever seen before. The revival that's coming in America would be one of the volition of the will of men and women of God deciding that they're going to love one another, walking in the word. But all that stuff what you've seen in the past and big arenas and all that, that ain't happening. All right. It's not going to happen like that. It's going to be us walking in love. Real, I ain't talking about pretense either, not pretending, and doing good works on pavement. That's where the revival is going to take place.
Yeah, I'm speaking on that.
That's where it's going to take place at. That's where it's going to happen. And it's not going to be none of all this big shot stuff is over because COVID has proven that. So a lot of these big shot talkers had you going to the arenas, you find out they wasn't nothing but little cap guns. Some of y'all might not remember the cap guns. The little red cap guns used to have, and they came in a little red, little, and you put it in there and they go pap, 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 but wasn't nothing to them. And that's what we're getting.
The ones I got some in there right now. Don't play with
them. And the little caps. But prophecy, remember, prophecy is real, but don't get caught up in it. You don't have to run nowhere to hear from God. Well, there's a prophet coming in town. Let me go get in line. 99% of that is a con. And take that from an ex-con. If I wasn't who I am now, I would have a turban on, riding around in a limousine, and everyone would call me Father Lotto. And my slogan would be this. It depends on your sin if you win, but what you need to do is sow a seed to me. Sow me a seed, and what I'll do, I'll speak a word in the heavens and move everything out of the way so you can be under an open heaven and be blessed. Come on, somebody, because God wants you to prosper. And see, and it's just that simple because all of us want that. Yes, sir. See, and that's how you get caught. Because it's three things all of us want. No trouble, no sickness, and plenty of money. And we want it like that. And people will prophesy to you based on that, but they will handle you. So let me go back to, I'm going to close on what I started on Amos 3:7. Well, he says God will first do nothing unless he speaks to his prophets. You got folk running around here talking about they got a special ear to God about your situation. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a lie. That's a lie.
So you're saying that's a
manipulation. That's right. That's a proper lie. They ain't got no special ear to God, because if someone has a special ear to God for you, first of all, they're not going to handle you like that with that position. God going to speak to them to say, look here, because this is what I do it all the time. They say, listen, you need to do this right here, but I'm talking to you, but God going to help you. Now go on your way. They're not going to try to handle you. They're not going to try to handle you. Just think about it. All these people go to these arenas talking about seeing these folks from the prophesy, right? And he lined all them up, and they're waiting to hear God. You know that's a bunch of garbage, junk, and mess. He hearing God for every one of them situations, but some of them same people in them line, men and women, can't go home and hear their husband or wife. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
I said the devil is a liar.
Yes,
and they're hounding you to get your money and get control over you, because that's what this is all about. Because men like to have control. And remember, y'all go Google crowd control. How to suggestively handle people. All that stuff online. A lot of folks, if you watch them, they study that stuff. A lot of these preachers you see on TV study that stuff. And they know how to use it because it works, because it has something to do with human nature. But the Bible says that people in First Peter, I believe, it says that people will make merchandise out of you. You don't let anybody make merchandise out of you, because if it's so serious, and I'm closing right now, if it's so serious, don't you think that God would speak to you? Didn't he say, my sheep hear my voice? Yeah, but he's speaking to me. No, he'll speak to you. Because when God speaks it to you, it can't be unsettled. It is settled. All right, that's the last part of Pimpin' Prophecy. I wanted y'all to get
Pimpin' Prophecy. All right, y'all. You heard it right here on Glorious Gospel Vibe. Now, y'all know that that's going to come back again, right? I hope right on down the road we're going to have to bring Pimpin' Prophecy back, because see, prophecy is in the midst right now. That's all people talking about. What's going to happen next? What's going to come on? What they already knew, and they knew this was going to come, and da-da-da-da. But they know it, because we know what's going to come. Because why? The Bible say what's going to come. Just read the word. Read it.
That's right.
Inspiration corner right here on Glorious Gospel Rise right here, right now. And I tell you, I might have split this up in two parts, but we're going to be talking about the great and final apostasy. So y'all just keep your head tight, because you're going to write. Listen, y'all, we're going to be talking a little bit about the final apostasy, which we was talking, the title of this is The Great and Final Frontier, which we don't know. A lot of stuff we don't know and a lot of stuff we do know, but when you don't know, you get that word and you find out about it. But I'm going to be bringing this to you because by one of my mentors that I just loved him, and rest his soul, was David, Pastor David Wilkerson. And he used to bring this, he brought this here years ago. I think it's a good time for you all to listen to it or hear some of the stuff that he said, and then some stuff I'm mixing in, you know, so it's going to be a little mix and match. So I just want y'all to get an understanding of what apostasy is. And, you know, Paul spoke about apostasy to come upon this earth in the last days, which is now. And just for those who don't know what apostasy is, it is a rejection of truth once believed and proclaimed. So simply put it out there, it's like a falling away of the word of God. People falling away from the word of God. Paul writes of the apostasy to come. He said, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive
Amen.
You by any means,
Amen.
For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now, that's in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. Now, recently the Holy Spirit had prompted me to study Ezekiel, and I have just begun. But my friend, the late, great David Wilkerson, he did a study on Ezekiel 16th chapter, just that chapter alone. And I spoke about the apostate church. Now, I was overwhelmed when I read it, a little piece of what he had put together. So I haven't gotten down that far yet, but I know God was grieved, and he was totally grieved. And that particular chapter, it revealed his broken heart over the church that had forgot its foundations and turned away from its glorious beginnings. And according to Ezekiel, Israel had grown so corrupt, it had become like a harlot church, worse than Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep,
and this
yep.
people whom God had delivered, cleansed, and blessed, had now turned against him, rejecting truth they once believed and preached. Their apostasy pierced his soul. So the Lord sent Ezekiel to Israel to deliver a message. And it was a prophecy with a dual application, speaking both to Israel then and to the church of today, now, right now. Because God could see the beginning, the end at the beginning. So Ezekiel began with these harsh words, "O harlot, hear." Here was God's message. "When I found you, you had been cast aside in an open field." Now, you just think about it. This is how it is now. Not the same thing. "Abandoned and bleeding, I saved you and loved you, washed you and cleaned with clean water. You grew up to be a beautiful woman. I showered you with blessings, clothed you and bejeweled you. And I made a covenant with you, and you became mine. I prospered you, making you known and respected to all the heathen." Now, think about Ezekiel's portrayal of Israel in this chapter. Here was a people once delivered from bondage and death, a church adorned with blessings of the beloved, beautiful bride. Now, isn't this the testimony of God's people right now today? Check this out. We all were bloodied, caked in sin when Jesus found us and he cleansed us and made us whole.
Amen.
He has delivered all of us who came unto him, making us new creatures, showering us with blessings, giving us a testimony to the world. Didn't he do it for you? Didn't he do it? Yes, he did.
Amen.
Ezekiel's message to Israel reflects the glorious beginnings of the church of Jesus Christ. Now, see, y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all don't want to hear that.
Amen.
As I think on
Amen.
The spiritual fathers of the New Testament church, I think the servants who gave their lives to defend the gospel, the very beginning, the disciples and apostles preached the whole counsel of God, proclaiming Christ as the Messiah to their dying day. Now, see, back in the day, they used to preach that thing. They was committed to let you know that Jesus was the Messiah, and they didn't let up. That's why everybody's always saying, "Our forefathers this and our forefathers that," but ain't nobody trying to do what their forefathers did because they were serious, and everything is just like lukewarm now. They just slinging anything out there just so you can hear, you know, "Yeah, well, we had heard a little word." Okay. It's just it's the stuff that's going on right now with the different churches. We got 100 churches with different organizations and denominations. Out of the root laid down by the early church, y'all forgot, sprang a tree with many branches. Now, we call them branches what? Denomination, organizations, fellowships, movements, and they take on a manifold expression of forms: Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalians, Pentecostals, Lutherans, Charismatics. Y'all know all of the names. And as we study all of these branch origins, we find that most of them sparked into flame saintly servants of Christ. Many of these godly founders were martyred from the devotion of the pure word of God. So, church, and you know, I called myself back in that day, Holiness Church, mm-hmm. Apostolic, Ted, sweat. And I was for real. I was serious. That's how I got saved. I don't know what y'all talking about. When they when they brought that word up in there, you'll tell a whole church wall out trying to get the word. You be on time and leave that late at night. What you talking about? And you weren't complaining.
6 days a week. 6 days a week.
Oh, 5, 6, 7, 8 days a week.
That's right. That's right.
You was in the church. And in the early days of America, Methodist preachers, let me tell you all about them. They held them open air meetings, what they used to call camp meetings. Had the big tents up, people coming from everywhere. And their meetings were held on the countryside, drawing people from all around the world. The preaching was so powerful and deep. The conviction of sin. Them listeners fainted, cried out, fall out, asking God for forgiveness, repenting of their sins, and was serious. They were serious. But, you know, just as the Lord said of ancient Israel, he could say to most of these groups, I found you in your time of need, and I picked you up, clothed you in robes of righteousness, loved you and blessed you. You were poor, but I made you prosperous, and your influence spread to the nations. But after this, you became proud and played the harlot. And y'all know what I want, the word I want to use. You know, the Bible say harlot. You know what we like to say.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Harlot.
Mm-hmm. You misused the gifts I gave you, and you forgot how I found you. I found you naked, forsaken, helpless, and all thine abominations and whoredoms. Thou hast not remembered the days of your youth. And when thou was naked and bare and was polluted in thy blood. That's in Ezekiel 16. I'm telling you, we're in this, Ezekiel 16. This is what God said. Now, here is the apostasy, and it's in its clearest form. When God's people abandon the truth that saved them. You know how a woman will tell a man tell a woman, you know how you got me? You got to give me what I saw when I found you. You got to give it back to me. How do you say that little thing? Okay, same way. Same thing. So.
What you did to get me, you got to keep doing it.
Keep me there. You know what I'm trying to say.
That's right. What you did to get me, you got to keep me. Keep doing it. You got to keep doing
that's it. That's right. That's it. You probably don't need them. No, but let's go on. Listen, because it's just getting started. But the Lord was saying, in essence, you once professed and believed, but you've become a traitor to the truth. You have left the old paths, invented man-made methods. You no longer love me, and you stop trusting me. Instead, you're going on your own way, and that's your provoking me to anger. As a wife that committed adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. Here in a word, we see the tendencies of God's people. In short, we are bent on backsliding. Many of us, at some point in our life with the Lord, forgot where we started, how we started, how did we begin.
Amen.
We forgot it. We forgot what it was like to be found in sin, cleansed, loved, and blessed by God. And over time, we grew lukewarm, cold in our love from our God. We you know why? Because we put other things, other loves in its place, like social media, cell phone, Netflix, Facebook. I can name some stuff.
Netflix.
Ezekiel's message is a picture of the apostate church of today. Now, you might not agree with what I'm saying, but this isn't the proper interpretation of Ezekiel 16. I'm just putting a little something, trying to get you to understand where I'm coming from, what I'm trying to say. On the contrary, Paul states the Old Testament truths have a dual application. I was telling y'all about it, got two parts, the both then and the now. And all these things happen unto them, for example, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. So y'all need to read Ezekiel's prophecy, and it's clear. It's like a parable revealing God's heart when his people fail into apostasy. But let me give you an example. I'm talking about different denominations, like the Episcopal Church. Oh, it's the Episcopal Church. Let's go there. The Episcopal Church has regularly made headlines for years on. And now it's one of the oldest and largest denominations in the world, a church whose origin was solidly rooted in biblical teaching. And it preached the gospel of a risen Savior, and its pulpits was blessed with prophets and holy preachers. And godly influence of the Episcopal Church spread throughout the world from Europe to Africa to America. Now, however, this once devoted church has fallen into apostasy. Talk about a people who have moved far from the Lord, far from the beginnings of what they start, how they started out. The denomination is one of the first to ordain, was one of the first to ordain a homosexual bishop, the Episcopal
Amen.
Church. Some
Amen.
Of the Episcopal leaders are trying to debunk the divinity of Jesus. They have bishops and lay members of a national ruling body stated that the church diocese could interpret the Trinity however they please. They can say it may be the Father, the Father, God, and whoever they want to add on to it. They ain't gonna
Father,
Son,
Mother,
Holy
God.
God. They don't want to do that. Yeah.
Father, Mother, God.
Yeah, Mother God. I'm going. You know I'm going there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They
That's
can do
right.
it however they please. And say God can be a she. Jesus is a loving thought. That's just Jesus, just a thought. The
That's
spirit
right.
of an individual is a it's their choice. They don't have to have no Holy Spirit. They got their own spirit. That's blasphemy. Now that's what you call blasphemy.
Amen.
They was one of the ones that elected a bishop, head bishop as a woman, who adopted a gay agenda, and the denomination is headed for a split. Local churches are cutting off funds of African bishops. They tied on that mess, crying out that the American churches are apostatizing. And meanwhile, the church's members here are just laying in the background. They just ain't doing nothing. I don't know what's going on. They just chilling, we call chilling. And okay, let's talk about the colleges. You know, Harvard and Yale. They were two of the most biblical based colleges in America. Back in the day, they had great revivals, one swept through these colleges, powerful preachers that sent forth for them. Yet today, these renowned universities are hotbeds of atheism, unabashed deniers of the divinity of Christ. They have become apostate institutions. Y'all know it. But nobody
yep.
talking about that. And then your kids is
yep.
up in there, and they come out. They don't know nothing about God. They don't know nothing about Christ. They just as atheists as they could be. And who fault is that? You didn't see that coming. Even as Christian colleges and evangelical seminaries worldwide, the leaven of apostasy has become embedded. It is now a losing battle for these schools to try to stay on course of the old path because of apostatized professors no longer hold to biblical truths anymore. It's like they're not even reading the Bible. They're just coming up with their own stuff to throw at these kids.
Your truth.
The new gospel,
your truth.
Yeah. The new gospel they present dismisses the divinity of Christ. The reality of hell and judgment and biblical standards and purity of morality. Where is all of that? Consider again God's word to Israel in Ezekiel's day. You have corrupted yourself more than Sodom. Read it. It's in Ezekiel. He said, as I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom, thy sister, have not done as thou hast done. Thou hast corrupted more than they in all thy ways, and they are more righteous than thou. Mm-hmm. Ezekiel 16, chapter. Read it. Now, you know, we worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Something wrong. The Lord then describes the sins of Sodom and why he destroyed them. This was an iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Notice what Sodom's primary sin was. Pride, arrogance. You have heard of gay pride, right? Y'all know gay pride. They had them gay pride parades, New York, Atlanta, all different cities, or New Orleans, and they have over 400,000 marchers at a time.
Yeah, homosexual.
Marchers carry signs, and the signs, some of the signs say God is gay, Christ is gay,
blasphemy,
gay, and we proud of it. And I had Pastor Wilkerson say one time he was at a gay parade, and he seen a group of people standing on the side that had signs that said, Jesus loves gays, but he hates sin. So he said that the gay marchers that had other signs came over and started beating the other guy, ones that had the signs that say Jesus loved gays, but he hates sin, started jumping on them, beating them up. This is the kind of craziness that's going on right now.
Amen.
Despite such outright arrogance, God states in Ezekiel 16, the pride and arrogance of the apostate church is worse than the pride of gays. Even Sodom never sinned as you have sinned. That the fact is, it is utter pride, terrible arrogance, to defame the name of Christ, to call God she. Where do you get that from? To say the church has no heavenly father. If there's no father, then how can there be a son, which is the central lie of Islam? Same, it says the same stuff. They say that same stuff. There is no father, so there's no son. What awful depth of pride it takes to remove the divinity of the one who died for us. Yet now the same awful pride is breaking out in some evangelical organizations, turning the church against the truth of its fathers. It is a wave of total apostasy, I try to tell y'all. God hates most of all of these lukewarm gospels that's going forth as half-truths, and it's spreading all around the world. We got to stop it. It's got to stop somewhere. And y'all don't want God to. It's already started. It's already started. Y'all need to pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to what's going forth right now. Right now. Ezekiel outlined a list of judgments that's going to come upon us, through which God would have said to his people, I'm going to expose your nakedness. He's tired. He says, severe judgments are on the way, and when they come, your blasphemous gospel will be exposed and empty and hopeless. Isaiah prophesied, in that day, the lofty looks of a man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall exalt in that day. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. So right now, I believe we are facing an Armageddon, y'all. All around this world, we got pandemics, we got famine, we got all kind of stuff coming up against us. And like you said, Dr. Dukes, they ain't seen nothing like this. They ain't seen nothing. Going into at this hour, we've never been into. This is like a new world, new day. But it ain't nothing good. It's nothing good. But God will take care of his own. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to come back to this next week, because I got a little more I want to just go over with you all in regards to this, so you can know that God do have his people. He got you. If you're a believer, you're a Christian, you believe in his son, God will not leave you nor forsake you. He told us that he would not do none of that, and his word is true. But he wants you to know, for those of all these preachers and pastors and bishops and all these people out here with this lukewarm gospel, just throwing stuff at us like we dogs in the street, and they we supposed to take it up and just go and keep just paying and putting money in the bucket. That's why the churches are all closed right now. That's just why they closed. So you better get into the word for yourself and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal. Because I tell you, you're going to need to know exactly what to do when you don't know what to do. I just want this is a little word from Glory Pope right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes today. I just want to put that out there. I believe it. I believe. I'm praying that you believe, please believe, that Jesus is Lord. Right here on Glorious Gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Oh, you gotta believe.
Now to abound
now. Your time, what you say?
time, same place. Dr. Seuss, thank you so much for giving us Pimpin' Prophecy, and we're going to come back with that a little later. Okay, Sister Benton, something's on. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
All right. All right. All right. Good evening.
Amen.
Clouds have moved.
I believe that you make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
Gloria, Gloria, God go by. Gloria, Gloria, God go by. Gloria, Gloria.